रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 68 सीतास सजेशंस। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। थैंक्स टू द अफेक्शन यू हैव शोन टू मी एंड थैंक्स टू द फ्रेंडशिप व्हिच द लेडी सीता हैज ऑनर्ड मी विद, I was treated by her with great consideration and instructed in the course of action I was to adopt thereafter. Rama would do well to lay low Ravana in battle dire and rescue me. Carry this my request to him and add whatever seems to you fit and reasonable. I would that you abide here a day longer if it does not inconvenience you. You will find many a spot here where you can rest your wearied limbs for a while, all unperceived by the Rakshasas, and take your way back. For so long as you, the mighty hero, are by my side, the grief that preys upon my unfortunate self night and day will keep away for some time. Should you go back now, the strain of expecting your return may be too much for me, and I sink under it. Wave after wave of sorrow beats upon my poor defenseless heart and threatens to swamp it. Misery seems to be my only lot in this life of mine. I am afflicted beyond description, and should I be deprived of your presence and company, pain and anguish will mark me as your own. Let that be. I fear, alas, that there is no other that can cross over this dreadful isle except the lord of the feathered tribe Garuda and the lord of air and yourself, his darling son, and his peer in speech and might. How could they convey themselves across this waste of waters with its billows mountains high, be it Rama or Lakshmana or the monkey heroes or their valiant troops? This dreadful doubt ever sits near my heart and gnaws at it mercilessly. I trust to you of keen sight and endless resource to find me a way out of this maze of difficulty. I doubt not that you and you alone can cross the sea, make short work of Ravana and his cruel hosts, lay this Lanka in ruins and take me back to my lord. It will be but one more gem in your crown of glory and valor. But Rama owes it to his high and noble ancestry, heroic life, valor and fame, that he should anyhow come here with his countless hosts, deal death to Ravana and his Rakshasas in dreadful battle, and take me back triumphantly to Ayodhya. For Ravana, a coward at heart, took advantage of the absence of my lord and carried me away as a low thief. And Rama cannot, in fairness to himself and to the world, take a leaf from the book of that miserable fool. The prince of heroes he, what more fitting and seemly that he should lead his myriads here for all the world to see, exterminate the Rakshasa brood, root and branch, leave no trace of this den of vice, and lead me back to his capital in all the splendor of victory? The boundless universe holds not another that could stand by the side of that incarnate strength, valor and prowess. And it is up to you to see that his fame and glory shine at their best. Thus spake she, my lady Sita, in charming modesty, with many a reason to clinch her arguments with a world of significant suggestiveness in her words. And to her I rendered meet reply. My queen, Sugriva, the lord of the monkey world, is mighty beyond description. He allows no one to approach him in valor. And countless millions are ever alert to catch and carry out his slightest wishes. And they are of unthinkable strength, prowess, speed and dauntless energy. They hold their resistless course above, below and all around in this vast universe. Of matchless might of spirit, there is nothing that they cannot take up or achieve. Just for a frolic in the exuberance of their strength, they have coursed around this globe many a time. Take it from me that each and every one that owns the sway of Sugriva is at least my equal, if not my master, and I count myself as the lowest of the low among them. Lo, I have managed to come over here, and why should they not? king's depute now, but the rank and file on such errands like this are never the bravest and the best. Then why doubt and grieve? Cast it away behind you. From far Kishkindha to this isle, it is but a walk over to them, and the eye has no time to wink before they will be here. Those lion-like heroes, Rama and Lakshmana, will sail over here on my broad shoulders like the lords of the day and night. Raghuvira, the terror of his foes, and like unto the monarch of the forests in valor and strength, will stand at the gates of this island fortress along with his brother Lakshmana, with their dreadful bows uplifted to slay and spare not. Countless hosts of monkeys, armed with teeth and nails, and like unto lions and tigers in strength and fierceness, will darken the sky over Lanka with their huge bodies that tower aloft even as lordly elephants, and will range over its hill slopes, roaring like vast rain clouds. The supreme Lord Raghunatha will bring his voluntary exile in this forest to a close by exterminating his foes, and will go back to Ayodhya with you to receive the crown of Ikshvaku that is his by right. These thou shalt live to see, most fortunate of all women. Thus did I deliver myself in sweet words and majestic, out of a heart surcharged with love and devotion and affection. My mother Sita, listen to my account of the life of misery you are leading. I saw the daughter of Janaka plunged in deep grief, and these very eyes beheld her later on to cheer her up and ask her to take heart. Mangalam Kushleendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam. This concludes the recitation of Sundarakand. If you are listening to only Sundarakand, do not stop right now. You have to read the first part of Yuddhakand and the last chapter of Yuddhakand as well. It describes the Rama Alingan and the coronation of Lord Ram, so that we can complete Hanuman's promise to Mother Sita that she will go back to Ayodhya. If you are listening to the entire recitation, then you need not skip to Yuddhakand's last chapter. You can just continue with the flow. Haribol.